business.
Okay. Case number 12684, Aiden Casas seeks variances from the side yard setback, rear yard setback, and stable structure for personal keeping of animals setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-20, 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Seaford Road, approximately 0.74 miles south of Bethel Road, Camp Road. The 911 address is 30016 Seaford Road in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 12, Parcel 32. And the board had previously left this case open on their May 2nd meeting, if you'll recall, for an updated survey. And I can go over the variance numbers.
Might be a good idea, because I think with the updated survey that was provided by Mr. Casas, it did change some of the variances that were needed. So maybe if we could start at the rear of the property and work our way to the front, Ms. Norwood.
Okay. For the rear, we're seeking, the applicant is seeking a 40-foot and a 33-foot variance from the 50-foot rear yard setback requirement for the horse barn. A 34.3-foot variance from the 50-foot side yard setback requirement for the same structure. A 25.7-foot variance from the 50-foot side yard setback requirement for the same horse barn structure. Also, I think those were the ones that would change, and the others were for a 5.2-foot and a 4.5-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard for the existing detached garage, a 4.2 and a 3.9-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback for the existing porch and dwelling. And the horse barn does appear to it will comply with the 100-foot setback requirement from neighboring dwellings for the new survey.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you guys in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Su nombre y dirección.
Es 30016 Seaford Road, Laurel, Delaware. My name is Adam Casas.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now, I do note that this public hearing has been left open for the limited purpose of allowing public comment on the new survey that was provided. So we're not going to talk about anything previously, just as to this. So I want to make sure we're limited to that. And that goes for the applicant and anybody else who wishes to testify.
Okay. Are there any questions for the gentleman on the board?
Sir, no questions, but a comment. Thank you for the survey and helping us to understand your request. And I note, Ms. Norwood, if you can help me too, that we had questions regarding existing sheds. And I note on the new survey to be relocated.
Correct.
In both of those sheds, and also the movement regarding the existing barn.
Right.
He's further forward.
Going to relocate it. Right.
If my memory serves me correct, we have a railroad line on the back side of the property.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. Sir, one question. Are you going to be putting up a new barn, or are you relocating the existing barn?
Dice que si va a ser una nueva de cosecha o si va a moverlo un poquito.
Quiero ver si es posible de llegar hasta así, tomar nada más la mitad y modificarlo así como está, nada más para que se siga así como está, o en su defecto tumbar todo y hacerlo nuevo, pero en futuro porque ahorita no hay suficiente.
Okay, I think he's saying according to the new plan, he's thinking about cutting half off and then moving it, as is pictured on the new plan.
Okay, so sort of reusing some of the materials.
Right, yes, as best as you can, yeah. And of course, up to code, hopefully.
Ms. Norwood, were you able to tell or roughly estimate how far the new proposed barn will be from that neighboring dwelling, roughly?
I believe it was close to over 200 feet from, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Significantly more than the 100
yes,
foot.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp?
The two sheds that are shown, there are two sheds shown to be relocated. Do we know where they're going to be relocated on the property?
Ah, dice que tiene dos sheds que usted está enseñando que la va a relocar. ¿Saben dónde la va a relocar?
Es el de atrás, ¿no? El otro, el pequeño.
Are these on these papers? Because I don't think he's sure. Or I'm not sure which ones to ask him.
So just, I'm looking at the site plan that's dated June the 20th.
We're looking at job number 2022-122.
And it should say date of plan underneath that?
June 20th, 2022, yes. Are you looking at the existing shed at the far down left corner?
That one, as well as if you go down the side property line, about middle of the property, there's another one that says to be relocated.
Estas dos. ¿Sabe qué le va a hacer a estas?
Aquí lo va a tirar.
Okay, he's saying the one in the corner by the edge of the property line, he says he's tearing that one off. That one, if you recall, that's not really a shed, it's just four posts with a little roof that he would like let the horses, you know, get some shade and get them out of the barn. The other one is, ¿esta sí la va a mover?
Sí, es necesario moverlo, o sea, más alejado de la propiedad.
Yes, so this one, he thinks he's thinking about moving it closer towards inside of the property, away from the property line.
So the shed in the middle of the property would be moved into compliance with the code?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I recall that there had been testimony previously about a septic system in the rear of the lot, middle of the lot.
Mm-hmm. ¿Dónde está el séptico?
The septic system is, he says it's around the area where it says area 28,770, around that area where those numbers are.
Okay, thank you. That's all the questions I had.
Okay.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application, number 12684? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12684? Operator?
Is there anyone on the line in favor of or not opposition to this application? Please dial 5-star. Okay, we have Amy on the line. Amy, your line is open.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Suffolk County, calling in to test the line.
Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12684 for Mr. Casas for the requested variances as shown on this new site plan dated June 20th, 2022. Pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property is unique physical conditions due to the narrowness of the width of the lot and also due to the location of the septic. It can't be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12684 has been approved. Have a good evening.
Okay. Thank you.